From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe is at Pearl Harbor, Hawaii, where Monday he stopped at several memorials honoring America's war dead. The naval base and surrounding airfields were targets of a surprise Japanese attack 75 years ago. Tuesday, Mr. Abe will be the first Japanese leader to visit the Pearl Harbor Memorial above the sunken battleship Arizona. Jeffrey Horning is a research fellow at the Washington-based U.S.-Japan think tank Sasagawa Peace Foundation.
When it first broke, news was that he would be the first prime minister to ever visit Pearl Harbor. But in fact, in the recent weeks, we've learned that he will be the fourth prime minister. However, he will be the first prime minister to visit the Arizona.
Mr. Abe hopes to underscore today's U.S.-Japan alliance. He holds talks with President Barack Obama, who's vacationing in Hawaii. Hornig acknowledges how little the current generation understands the one-time animosity that separated the two countries.
A lot of the younger generation don't know the significance of Pearl Harbor, but given that these two countries were bitter rivals and enemies just within two, three generations ago, it's amazing that they have been able to come this far and reconcile their past history.
A Japanese spokesman said Mr. Abe will not offer an apology for the attack. The visit follows an unprecedented trip to Hiroshima, Japan in May by Mr. Obama, set of the dropping of the first U.S. atomic bomb. According to an unnamed official, Somalia's oft-delayed presidential election is being put off for a fourth time amid allegations of fraud and intimidation. The vote is set for Wednesday, but the officials said it will likely be postponed until January 24. The country has been racked by a jihadist insurgency and riven by clan rivalries, and is supposed to swear in members of parliament Wednesday, elected earlier by thousands of delegates from various clans. This is VOA News.